Good evening. This is Nat. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio. And this is my show, Manic Pixie Dream Squirrel. I am back for the second time this semester. How exciting. Well, today, I'm calling this episode Mad, as in furious, angry, but also insane, crazy, out of this world, in an alternate space. Contemplating madness a lot in all of its forms. I don't have the most sophisticated thoughts on the matter. But recently life has felt a lot like needing to have a scream set free that really just tears through the air. And also you can make music out of. And you know, that, you know, is a scream that doesn't halt things, but it makes things grow. Or something. So I found this electronic version of Brain Stew, which is a great Green Day song, and they were one of my first favorite bands. So everyone's gonna listen to it now. I hope you enjoy. Thank you for tuning in right now. And yeah, hopefully everything goes according to plan, but you know, it almost never does. Anyways, here is Brain Stew.
We'll be right back. Everybody's coming up. I guess I'm a little bit late to the party. Everybody's coming up. I guess I'm a little bit late to the party. Now everybody's coming up. I guess I should have had something else to say. And now everybody's coming up. What we built must fall.
Sucking your soul. see devils tearing your life away. But if you've made your peace, then the devils are really angels, freeing you from the earth.
Right, so just went on a journey through the sounds of Brain Slew by Delhi Girls, Machine Gun by Portishead, Opus by Black Country New Road, and Rabbit in Your Headlights by Uncle featuring Tom York. And they are all being presented under the guise of being mad. I think I'm in a music class right now where I get to make my own songs, which has been so exciting. But I guess with Brain Slew, I like how it kind of like decays in the end, and like it gives you a sense of I don't know. How does it make me feel? it's like, I wish, like, the screaming they included, like, I feel that very deeply. And it, I don't know, it feels constructive for sure. And I'm making this song in class right now where, like, instead of kind of, like, it kind of starts, it's like the inverse of what that song was. It starts off in kind of this state of decay, and then it, like, comes together, and it's a little chaotic, and, like, I think the chords and stuff I include kind of, like, it still has this tone of things are, I guess, not like abysmal, but they're decaying, but in a constructive way, in a way that is like, you know, like a star burning out or whatever. And I think that involves a lot of screaming, growing and changing and morphing and resolving, either by decay or by, you know, fusion, is such a painful abstract process to go through in human form. And if you, you know, perhaps take any of the past 10 sentences outside of this context, they would not make any sense, perhaps. But I guess that's kind of what I wanted to talk about today. Kind of always thinking about, you know, how, you know, there's like a very true feeling to follow of like not liking where you are, and wanting things to be different and change. And that's an important thing to listen to. But I also like considering like how my reaction to the space I'm in, the way I'm existing in the world, the way I approach each day is like an exact, you know, formulaic output of everything I've ever experienced. Everything that's made me angry, everything that's made me joyful, everything that's made me, you know, want to continue on to the next day. It's all part of why the next day happens. And, you know, I don't know. Things are very cumulative in that sense. But I guess as it is February and Black History Month, and, you know, a lot of my interest in understanding the world and, you know, navigating it with such gigantic emotions and loving music so much and just really recognizing and a need to, like, I need things to be processed through music, and it's just such, it's a mad space, you know, it's abstract, and, you know, that's what feelings are, but then humans are so technical, and our biology is so specific, but then we have all of these other, like, inexplicable forces that, I mean, I guess they're explicable depending on what lens you take, but anyways, to read the PSA, because it is 12:30, here are some numbers to think about, of the worldwide prison populations. The United States has the world's largest documented prison population, both in absolute and proportional terms. According to the U.S. Department of Justice, more than 2.2 million prisoners are behind bars in the United States, at a rate of 730 per 100,000 people. China, which is 4 times more populous than the United States, is a distant second, with 1.51 million people in prison at a rate of 117 per 100,000, while Russia has the second highest rate, 606 per 100,000, for a total of 865,000 prisoners. And that was some numbers to think about. This paper looks a little yellow, and it's definitely old, and the numbers are definitely higher. And the numbers are definitely intentional. kind of going back to, you know, we're an exact product of everything we inherit, everything that has, I don't know, speaking for myself, like everything that's ever made me emote, that's governed my behavior, and then my behavior kind of forms the circumstance I'm in. And a lot of sensitivity has been to navigating the Black experience and kind of, you know, looking out on the world. It's like, why is it shaped this way? And, you know, trying to explain these things to myself from a young age. And then we kind of wonder where, like, this collective madness or rage, you know, I'm not speaking for everyone, but I'm just beginning to think that I'm having some thoughts that it makes perfect sense to be, I mean, profoundly upset all the time, to a point where it's, you know, you can point to so many things in the world, so many things, injustices all throughout, the way we treat one another, the way the world operates, to extract a profound sadness from so many legacies that we have not addressed, on a societal, systemic level, but are actually just being perpetuated on societal and systemic levels. And I'm just thinking all the time about how all of life's work for me, or, you know, what has made things viable, in my efforts and, you know, this very difficult challenge of going to school worthwhile, is like, I don't know, I need information to heal and understand myself and help other people heal and navigate the world. And yeah, so I guess have some words from a book I've been reading on, I'm finding them, but kind of along the lines of like what I was talking about, thinking about kind of the origins of like such an expansive grief that is so, like, there's just a gravity to it that like still continuously governs actions and cycles and whatnot to this day. So maybe I'm just gonna pick up from the middle, and if it's confusing, so is everything in this world. So, if slavery was social death and freedom was mental death, those Africans were caught in a deadly double bind, doomed one way or another. Within the wicked machinations and pernicious logics of antebellum anti-blackness, black people, whether enslaved or free, were the living dead. Beyond discursive conflations of blackness and madness, slavery induced lived convergences of blackness and madness. It perpetrated systematic trauma, induced mental distress, and ignited crises of subjectivity, which is to say, it produced phenomenal madness in black people, both enslaved and free. Regarding black women in colonial antebellum America, for example, Nobel laureate Toni Morrison, blah, blah, blah. Regarding black women in colonial and antebellum America, for example, Nobel laureate and novelist Toni Morrison explains that black women had to deal with postmodern problems in the 19th century and earlier, certain kinds of dissolution, the loss of and need to reconstruct certain kinds of stability, certain kinds of madness, deliberately going mad in order, as one of these characters from the novel that they were talking about previously says, in order not to lose your mind. You kind of have to adopt this particular perspective, about the world that's, designed to make you feel isolated. I'm being vague, and maybe that was a little confusing to read, but it's kind of, I don't know, helping me gather more thoughts in the, you know, along the lines of, like, we make sense exactly as we are, given, like, what we've experienced, But in acknowledging stories of Black people, and you know, this month, I don't know, just the perspective you have to carry to, I mean, you carry because of your reality, and the inconsistencies and like unresolved grief that you just kind of hold because there's no like societal initiative to heal from the terrible events that kind of contextualize that we emerge from. Yeah, so I'm okay that none of those thoughts are finished. Sometimes you just have to say them. I hope they made some sense, but if they didn't, that's also okay. I'm having a good time. And also, this isn't really going along with my whole, I'm not really big into words right now. I'm big into just listening, observing life, watching it happen, reacting here and there. But I feel like I'm part of an audience right now. But I did have some words, and I did say them for about 10 minutes. And I think I'm gonna be quiet for a while. Yeah. So, up next is a silly little song called What to Do But Cry, which is totally, like, not meant to be taken literally. Sometimes, you know, what do you do with everything that you're holding? You gotta let it out. Put it somewhere else. Some transformation is good. It's healthy. It's normal. So, anyways, gonna get back into it. Feeling a little... I was gonna say Banana Town, but, you know, this is kind of a normal state for me, and I'm just trying to, you know, use other language to make my state understandable to others. But that's not what this show's about. It's about playing music. So here is What to Do But Cry by the Third Eye Foundation. We'll be right back. Everybody, this evening. This has been Nat. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio. Thank you for listening, and I wish everybody a peaceful evening. Until next week.
There's no the living room armchair.